Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica in the morning on K94.5.
All right, there are some things that I see and I'm like, all right, I'm with it. Let's have some fun with it, right? I am ready for this road trip to go. You know, I've always heard of the Rougarou, right, when I first moved here. Back in my day, in the West Coast, it's called Sasquatch or Bigfoot, right? Bigfoot's a big deal. Well, there is a restaurant dedicated. It's like a Rougarou-themed restaurant, and it has the most insane menu items. Now, it's going to be a five-hour road trip for us. However, some of this food looks like straight-up Fat Tuesday. You know, just like the delicious, like, sandwiches that you look at and you're like, oh my gosh. Have you seen this? The Rougarou-themed restaurant in Louisiana that's definitely worth a road. K94.5 Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm loving this. 35-year-old guy in England just proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon with a fridge strapped to his back. His name is Daniel Fairbrother. He proposed at the 25-mile mark and finished in just under 6 hours. You probably remember, Dan, it was like news headlines because cops stopped him during a training a few months back because they thought he was a burglar. I mean, he's running with a fridge strapped to his back, right? Like, that's the whole, like, is your fridge running type joke. That's all I could think about. But he did the fridge thing to raise money for diabetes research. So he's been trying to break this world record for fastest marathon with an appliance strapped to your back. He fell short of that this time, but big congrats on the engagement. And another runner did break a world record, though. 19-year-old Lloyd Martin also ran in the race and became the youngest person with Down syndrome to complete a... K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. And Finance Buzz said, you know what? Why don't we pay a first timer $1,000 for what? To watch all 9 Stars movies in the Skywalker saga. They want somebody that's never ever seen Star Wars or a movie or TV before. The Chosen One. We'll give an outsider's perspective. And we'll rate and evaluate the movies in the order they were released. So starting with episode 4. So, I mean, it's 25 hours and 7 minutes of movie watching. You'll also get $100 for snacks and streaming fees. Got to be 18 to apply. Applications are being accepted until May 4th. Aha. You get it? Star Wars Day. I think I saw a couple episodes of The Mandalorian, but even then I saw like bits and pieces, right? How do I say this? I want to say this without sounding like a jerk and without sounding ignorant, but I don't know if I can. There is no part of me that thinks, you know what? Star Wars. Let me binge that. I have had several guys be like, oh, we got to watch this one. I am so grateful that I never, ever like went, you know, long term with any guy that's obsessed with Star Wars, because I would be that jerk that would not be able to sit through anything. And I just, the thought of having to watch a Star Wars movie and only getting paid what? I don't even know what it breaks down to. $200? Uh-uh. I'll be bored somewhere else. I'm sorry. But if you're a Wookiee rookie and you want to make $1,000 watching Star Wars and you've never watched it before, this is for you. All the info inside your free K94.5.
Are you ready for this?
K94.5. Here are 3 things you need to know before you go.
1.
It's time to put 30 grand in your hand. Your code's coming at you at 8 o'clock today. Right? And then another one at 9. And then at 10. It's going to go all the way top of every hour up until 5 o'clock. It's the last week for 30 grand in your hand, but you can't win unless you download the free K94.5 app. So do yourself that favor. Download the free K94.5 app today and put 30 grand in your hand.
2.
The LHSAA Louisiana State Softball Tournament is here, and we're into the semifinals. Shout out to North DeSoto. Shout out to Manny. Shout out to Calvary Baptist Academy, Logan Sport, Converse, and Stanley. Good luck to everybody involved. Prayers for safe travel are going up. We're so excited for this. Seriously, this is good stuff. I mean, we could have the next Ray Chafin. You know, she's a pitcher for LSU. We could have the next Ray Chafin playing for one of these teams, and we don't even know it.
Three.
Oh, my goodness. A brand expert thinks that Jennifer Lopez is losing her popularity because people see her too often looking grumpy when she's with Ben Affleck. We didn't want her to be a normal person, is the quote. Excuse me, what? Ben Affleck ruins everything. Am I wrong?
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the free
K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. Everybody's trying to figure it out. Is J-Lo's career tanking because she and Ben Affleck always look miserable? So there's been a lot of talk about Jennifer Lopez's career and how apparently it's tanking, right? Her new album, This Is Me Now, underperformed. And she's had to cancel several tour dates due to low ticket sales. And so people can't figure out, hey, like, what is causing all this? So one brand expert said it started in 2022 with the Super Bowl documentary halftime where J-Lo griped about having to share the stage with Shakira. And her grievance about it wasn't expressed eloquently and made her seem unlikely. But this same expert thinks she's also suffering from Ben Affleck's resting sad face. So I gotta read you this. Here's the quote. In the shadow of beloved and long-suffering Jennifer Garner, much of the imagery we have seen from J-Lo has been mundane. Car rides with Ben, curbside arguments, fast food takeaways, often looking miserable. This has shattered the fourth wall, one which we'd all bought into. We didn't want her to be a normal person. Wait, what? So you're telling me, hold on. You're telling me that a miserable looking man, a man that looks upset all the time, that you vibing with the guy because you're so in love with him and going, you know what? I can't stay away from you. I love you so much. I want to do life with you. And all of a sudden, this man is making you and your career tank. Somebody should tell J-Lo that Ben Affleck's love does cost her entire career. The fact, and I never thought about that. They do look miserable, right? I never thought about that. Like, every time you see pictures of them, they look so miserable. Ben Affleck looks like he hates being everywhere. Like, have you even seen them? Like, I think we talked about this. They were at some awards, and they were just so... And she was like looking at him like, hey, babe, like smile. I will say this. I used to, you know, date somebody that hated going out, hated doing all the things. And I remember I'd tell him, hey, just smile a little bit. Just smile a little bit and look like you're happy to be there. Do you know how exhausting that was? So now my girl is not only miserable for real, like a normal person. That's what they said. But her career is tanking because of this man, Ben Affleck.
All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
All right, April, tell us what's going on in your world.
Okay, I am so frustrated because my roommate has a boyfriend that has not left our house. Like, he won't leave.
What do you mean by that?
Look, I love my roommate. She hasn't dated for like 3 years. I don't think she's folded the laundry with anyone for like that long. And they met on Bumble. And I have to say, when I first saw his picture, I was like shocked, because I don't mean to be like a jerk or anything, but he looked like way out of her league. And I was like super happy for her. It's like, this is wonderful. He seems a little too good to be true. And you know what? He is too good to be true. He doesn't have a car. He's basically a loser. And
Wow.
She says that she can't kick him out because, like, where's he going to go? What's he going to do? I feel like I come home, you know, it's not like I'm marking my groceries and everything, like, but they'll all be gone. And I feel like, do I have to label everything now? Like, what is going on? And he's just like lazing around, chilling in the, you know, common space. Ugh. He just, I'm not surprised at all.
How long has he, okay, so did he like basically move himself in as soon as they started dating?
Yes, that is exactly what happened. And basically what I want to know is, like, how do I tell her, you know, he's using you. Like, I need him gone. And so, I feel like...
Hold on, though. I am curious. Before... Okay, before he started coming over and hanging out like he did, did you encourage her to have him over? Like, is this...
Totally. I was super excited for her. I mean, I was like, definitely have him come over, stay over, whatever. I was like really excited for her. I mean, it'd been a really long time, and she's wonderful and just has not really been lucky that way. And so it was just so great. But now I feel really upset. Now I want him out. Like, this is not what I signed up for. I mean, I know that if I tell her that he's just got to go, if I just sort of just tell her straight out, she's going to get super offended and upset. But I need to figure out how I can kick him out.
Girl. All right. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere.
Hey.
Got some advice? Message Chica with the free K94.5 app. Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. All right, it's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
So trying to get all the advice possible for our girl who basically said, listen, I love the fact that my roommate finally got a boyfriend. I'm so happy for her. He's great. He's awesome. He might be too good to be true. Oh, crap. He won't leave the house. So apparently this awesome boyfriend was too good to be true, ends up not having a car, not having a job. And she said, he's eating us out of house and home, but my roommate's so happy because she outkicked her coverage. Physically, maybe, but if the guy ain't got no car, ain't got no job, come on. Okay, we got Ronnie and Bossier. What's your advice here?
Well, many years ago, I think I may have had a similar experience.
Uh-huh.
I think the roommates probably got to step in. That's really what happened with me. You know, sometimes it's hard for you with a person that you care about, even if it's a new thing, to, you know, put your foot down. So I think the roommate might have to put the foot down and say, hey, listen, enough of the garbage here. You got to go, bud. You don't got to go home, but you can't stay here, type of scenario.
Ralph, what's your advice today?
Well, for one, I would, of course, sit down and get with her roommate. And did she ever say how long the guy had been there?
I think that they've been dating for like 2 weeks and he hasn't really left.
The only other solution is maybe you find some place to live. If he's going to stay there and keep eating your food and she don't want to ruffle his feathers, or whatever. You know, it seems like everybody's trying to be nice to everybody, you know. And this is the time not to be nice. 2 weeks is 2 weeks too long.
Got some advice? Message Chica with the free K94.5 app. Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. K94.5. All right. It's time for someone to sit on the big couch. It's time for group therapy with Chica on K94.5.
So obviously we want to figure out what we can do for April. April is frustrated. She says one of her best buds finally got a boyfriend. She said it's been 3 years. Of course, this is her roommate. And she said that her roommate was like, oh my gosh, like it might be too good to be true. And the too good to be true was very good looking guy, does not have it together, no job, no nothing. And oh, he's basically been at their place for 2 weeks, eating everything, just using their internet. April is sick and tired of it. Okay, Carla in Bossier, what you got for us?
Hey, so this has happened to me before, actually, and it was not pretty. You definitely can't say anything right away because it's too fresh, too fragile. She obviously likes this guy. The best advice I can give is start labeling your food. And
so wait, hold on. You're saying like, be that weirdo that's like, all right, got to put labels on everything.
Yeah, but like, it doesn't make you a weirdo though. If he's eating all your food, like he's the weirdo, obviously. So I would definitely label your stuff. Even keep track of like toilet paper rolls and how much is left. And then if he, you come home and you know, there's not, you know what I mean? Like he, you got to make sure that he is also showing up for the home because he's taking over, it sounds like, and it's, you can't let that happen. So put up like a chore chart, put up, you know, a different sheet that tells you paper towels and the amount that's in the apartment. And then if you're gone for a day or two because of work, that way you'll know, okay, he's obviously using up all of our stuff.
Okay, April, you've had a lot of advice thrown your way. What do you think we're going to do here?
Well, I think I'm obviously going to have to set some ground rules, and I'll just say, like, look, the rules apply to me, too, but it's just so annoying having him there all the time, so I think that that's the best solution is, like, look, these are the house rules. Everyone who lives here has to live by them. I think that that will probably work.
Okay, so so are you going to basically let it be to, like, 3 nights a week, or what are you thinking? I'm curious about these rules that you're going to set. Like,
I think people can't eat each other's food, which is really a pain because I kind of like that everyone just sort of did whatever, but that's not working anymore. I think, people can't stay over more than, I think probably 3 nights a week is reasonable. Okay. And then I think people have to maybe get up and get out in the morning, or maybe we need to have like certain like
you
hours
said
of the day.
You got no car, girl.
Maybe that's a house rule. Everyone has to have a car.
Girl,
you can't
best
stay
of
here
luck.
If you don't have a way to leave.
Exactly. Can't come over if you can't. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, giving you the chance to win $30,000. I need you to listen every weekday, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 p.m., 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Each hour, we're going to give you a new code. And when you enter it that day inside your free K94.5 app, you're going to get another shot at winning $30,000. It's brought to you by POE Federal Credit Union, growing, changing, uniquely available. What I need you to know right now, truly, truly, is that if you could use an extra 30 grand, this is for you. If 30 grand won't change your life, then this is not for you. But if you think that $30,000 is a life-changing gift, which it for me it is, if you got it like that and it's not for you, baby, that's all you. I need you to download the free K94.5 app. I already gave a code out at 8 o'clock. I got another one coming at you at 9, okay? So make sure you keep it with me here.